Theon Govender, East Coast Radio.
You know, it is the one and wonder from D-Ream or Dream. I always wondered, what was it, D-Ream or Dream? Because it's just a D and there's a space or a dash or a colon, depending how you saw it. You can't see it anymore, guys, but it's...
I'm looking.
It's not there. Go, there we go.
I'm also trying to see where is the D-Ream.
It just says Dream, Dion.
No, it's not that. Don't trust what you see on the computer screen. Don't trust that. Look at Google. Google it, guys. Google. You've both got computers in front of me. Google it together and see it.
Okay.
Right? Colon,
yeah,
Ream.
Yeah, and some have a D dash Ream, so I'm confused. Do we call them a Dream?
I think Dream is a safe bet.
No, it wasn't. They weren't called Dream.
They D-Ream.
D-Ream, yeah.
That's so wrong.
Athan Kosi?
I think let's go with what the computer says for now.
We'll say D and Ream. Yeah. Big song from back in 1993 on East Coast Radio. Talking about the 90s, right, there was an interesting article on Stacey and Jay Smooth show page. It actually brought a little bit of sadness to my heart. If you remember Sturkinnicore Cinemas, and Sturkinnicore in particular in Musgrave Center. I didn't even know this closed down this year.
I live right opposite Musgrave Center, and they've been closed down for years. Yeah.
So here's a little fun fact. That was the oldest cinema in Durban existing.
Oh.
That was Musgrave Center. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
No.
Yeah. Now the oldest cinema that is still existing for now is the PAV. New Metro.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, those are everywhere.
No. That the Pavilion Cinema has been around. I mean, I've been there as a kid. Nick, I'm sure you've been there as a kid.
Yeah.
Dion, a lot of people
Dion,
have been there.
So you went there as a kid, so that's a long time ago.
In the 90s, man. Come on. In the 90s. A lot of people went there in the 90s. Now, here's the flip side of it, right? The flip side of it is, if we haven't really noticed, cinemas are slowly, I hate to say it, closing down. And it's not built on them being extinct for any other reason besides the economy, and it's affecting it. And honestly, businesses from COVID times were struggling. Mm. But I'm sad about this. The Musgrave Center, Sturkinnicore, is closed down. It's like, I'm sure people have memories of Musgrave Center in the movies. I'm sure.
You probably, like, you'll remember, like, the first film you went to go watch.
Yeah.
There, if, like, stuck in your mind.
Sure. Well, that's one cinema complex that I think, you know, I think if you were an 80s kid, 90s kid, or the 2000s, you explored lots of cinema in that particular complex. I know that was the artsy cinema at one stage as well. If somebody can verify that for me,
it was on the third level, right?
Yes.
That's one thing I remember, because there's kind of renovations going on there, which means it's really gone. They're putting something else.
Yeah. Which is actually sad. But anyway, we're going to talk about cinemas in a different light. I know it's sad. If you want to read the article about a few other cinemas in the country that have closed down, go to Stacey and Jay Smooth show page. You'll see it all there. But later on this afternoon, in a few moments' time, we are not going to let the sadness of a particular cinema closing down affect what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about something pertaining to movies and you. Taylor Swift on East Coast Radio. It's called You Belong With Me. KZN's number one music station. So early on, I was telling you about what's coming up on the show, and that is what we're going to talk about now, the movies, right? And I don't know, I only go to the movies when there's an iconic movie that I really need to see and looks better on the big screen. I think if it's a Marvel movie, you want to see it on the big screen because of the sound effects. And if it's 3D, you know, certain things you want to experience it in the cinema, you know. But the nostalgia I want to share with you, I remember the first time I watched a big movie was at The Wheel. In Durban. And many people in Durban would know The Wheel. And this is weird. I was telling the team earlier on, I remember a time when you'd walk into the workshop, your parents would leave you in the workshop, right? Obviously, this is the 90s, mid-90s-ish. And you would take a walk to The Wheel if the movie wasn't showing at the workshop. And you'd come back. Talking about safer times. You know what I'm saying? You could walk all the way. Imagine an 8-year-old kid walking from the workshop to The Wheel and coming back. It's like, I can proudly say I did that. But here's the fun fact. The movies in the workshop didn't have good DTS sound. They had like the average sound. But the Wheel had 12 cinemas. And you know Cinema 9. People of KZN, when I'm talking about Cinema 9 at the Wheel, if you can understand what I'm talking about, drop me a WhatsApp right now, 061-792-9495. Cinema 9 at the Wheel was by far the largest movie house in KZN. But here's the fun fact, which is sad, what I'm about to share. Back in the 90s, cinemas would have full houses for each movie.
Yeah.
It literally say full house. You can't go in. But now you can't even get five people in a cinema. You know?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's less like up and down when you're watching a movie. There's nothing more annoying than someone standing up in front of you and walking out in the movie while you're watching.
People talking all the time. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'd take five people any day.
Five people.
Okay. That's like your own cinema in your own house.
Exactly. Click your blanket next time, Nick. So the question is, since we're talking about movies and moments, we're not talking about the nostalgic side now. We're talking about the current era. When was the last time you went to the cinema, and share your cinema memories? We'll start with you beautiful people, since you are here with me. When was the last time?
For me?
Yeah.
It was, we went to go and watch the Barbie movie last year as a team at Suncoast.
Oh, yeah.
That was the last movie I watched on the big screen.
Sure.
You know my memory, though? I've got a memory. I remember going to go watch the original Jungle Book.
Okay.
The original Jungle Book at the Capitol Towers in Pietermaritzburg. They used to have a theater in there. And that was one of the first movies that I ever watched, and like one of my first ever memories of going to the cinema.
Was that now like a big complex? It had like few cinemas in there?
I think there were a couple. Yeah, I think it probably had two or three cinemas there. I can't actually remember. I was very young. But I remember watching that original Jungle Book.
Yeah. Okay.
No, the last time I went to see one was actually late last year, just before the festive season, Beyonce Renaissance film, Thingamajiggy.
Yeah.
And I remember we went into one of the small houses at New Metro at Suncoast, but it was so intimate because there wasn't a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I felt overdressed because I was literally dressed in Renaissance.
I remember seeing that picture.
Yes, that was the last time I went to see a movie. And that was the third movie I've seen in that year at a cinema.
Okay, correction, by the way. It's Cine Center at Suncoast.
Cine Center, yes.
Yeah. I don't want any emails coming through to you.
Oh, yes.
just saying.
Right. Sorry, yeah. Cine Center.
Cine Center, right. I think the last movie for me was John Wick, Chapter 4, in the cinema. I think that was the last movie I saw.
How long ago was that?
Last year.
Oh, okay.
Last year.
Wait, Chapter 4 came before Silent Night, because I remember you went to see Silent Night.
Yeah. Oh, then, okay, so Silent...
The last movie you went to see was Silent Night, because it was during festive season.
Was it Christmas last year?
Yes, it came out just before Christmas.
Oh, but that doesn't count. You know why? Because I walked out of the cinema, it was boring.
Okay.
That doesn't count. Now I remember that part of that. So let's listen from what you had to share about the story.
Hi, Dion, and hi, KZN. My name is Lungile. Mm-hmm. The last time I was at the cinemas would have to be 2022, and I utterly enjoyed the experience with my friends. The cinemas has always been a bonding place, whether it was with friends or with family. And even speaking about it right now, I'm ashamed that when was the last time I was at the cinemas. I think I should go again, revive some memories even.
Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
So KZN, we are opening up the WhatsApp line to you. We are actually asking you to also join our social media conversation, and this is the question: when was the last time you went to the cinema? Share your cinema memories, which means the moment of the movie house, where it was, location, date, if you can remember, and the movie, of course. 0617929495. So the conversation is getting quite interesting on the WhatsApp line, 0617929495. Let us know, right? This is the very simple question, and we'd love to hear from you. It's cinemas are closing down, and in a couple of years' time, we don't know what the future is going to be like. But when last did you go to the movies? Share with us, where did you go? What cinema? What complex? Any details you want to share about that as well? Let's listen to one voice note before we give you some food for thought.
Hi, Dion. We're actually quite big movie buffs, so we do go quite often to the movies. My son's a big Godzilla fan, so needless to say, the last movie we watched was The Last Godzilla, and then we've obviously watched the Godzilla before that. Like you said, you can only watch those type of movies on the big screen and nowhere else. Cheers, man.
Yeah, he said it best. those movies just work better on the big screen? Drop us a line, 061-792-9495. KZN's number one hit music station. This is East Coast Radio. And that was Hayden with Fresh Blood. Before that one, what a classic from back in 1998. Latricia McNeil, Ain't That Just The Way. So we are having a very interesting conversation. And I might add, there's so much of love coming through for nostalgia. But we'll keep it simple for now. And we'll go through more nostalgia later on in the show. The question this afternoon is, we want to hear from you. When last did you go to the movies? Share with us your cinema memories. And we're going to say hello to Nebu. Welcome. Hello.
Hi, Dion. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. And you?
I'm wonderful.
So you from PTN?
Yeah, I'm from Pinetown. That's correct.
Okay. Born and raised in Pinetown?
No, actually, I'm born in Free State, raised in Durban.
Okay. That's all good. Now, when last did you go to the movies? Share with us that experience and don't leave out any details.
So the last time I went to the movies was about 3 weeks ago. We went to go watch, I believe it was called Beekeeper with Jason Statham.
Okay.
It was really lovely movie, yeah. Really action-packed and gory. But I think the highlights of, like, just memories of movies as a whole for me was when I was a child, I'd go watch movies pretty often. And the best memory was when watching High School Musical 3. That was, like, the final segment that came out. And it was just jam-packed with girls who just fangirled over Zac Efron. It was quite a memory.
I'm sure a lot of people would be agreeing with you there.
Yes.
Do you remember the movie house that you watched High School Musical at?
Yes, it was at, I believe it was New Metro. At the time, it was still at Suncoast. So, well before it was renovated.
Okay. I'm glad that you remember it. Well, thanks for sharing the memories. And it's really nice to hear that you've never forgotten those moments, especially at the movie houses that are still around for now.
Yeah, that happened. You too, bye.
Take care, bye. 061-792-9495. Share with us your cinema memories. We have a few voice notes that have been lined up. We'll get through that before 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Hi team, this is Crescenta from Phoenix. Yes, cinemas are becoming a thing of the past, sadly, because it's just too expensive to go and watch a movie and have popcorn and cold drink and pay a fortune for it when we can have access to Netflix and the web series and stuff.
Hello there, my name is Kevin. And the last time I went to movies was the beginning of last year when my son and I saw the re-release of Titanic.
Hi Dion, you're speaking to Nandi from Durban. The last time I went to cinema was in 2018, and my memory from then is sneaking in cheaper popcorn and sweets because I remember it was so expensive at the time.
Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio. Dion Govender, East Coast Radio.
24 years ago, and believe it or not, it's now regarded as a classic for some. Sonic, It Feels So Good on East Coast Radio. I had a big debate with someone last week. I was emceeing this event, and someone says, hey, why don't y'all play 80s music anymore? Well, let me give you a forecast, right? We do on East Coast Gold, but because it's the year 2024, we have to understand the eras we are in. So right now in the year 2024, if you listen to our playlist very effectively, you would hear music from the 2000s a lot, like Sonique. That is part of the classics versus the year 2024. We do, however, play 80s on the classic hits, which you can also listen to with tea later on in the evening. So if you didn't know it, the classics now are part of the 90s and the 2000s, and anything beyond that, you will hear it on East Coast Gold or alternatively on the classic hits with tea Monday to Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Right, let's finish up this topic. When was the last time you went to the movies? When was it? What was the movie? Let's take a listen to what you had to say.
Hi Dion, Lucky here from Pochepston. Well, the last time I went to the cinema, honestly, I think it was the time when I was watching Avengers Endgame, and I think that was it. I really love going to the cinema, but hey, the prices, Baba. No, the prices were very ridiculous of us.
Hi, Dion. Okay, nice to hear you on the radio so early. I can't remember the exact, but I know it was definitely this year. My daughter, we watched The Wish in December, and we watched now Wonka. The last movie I watched was Wonka with my daughter.
My husband and I watched Ghostbusters, The Frozen Empire, this past weekend, and it was at IMAX, Sterkinico, and we were the only two people in the cinema.
Good evening, everyone. You guys made me start thinking. My last movie that I watched was The Lion King in 2019. After COVID, yeah, I haven't seen the movie since.
Hi, Dion. I have two sons, both under the age of 10, and we've taken them to the cinema twice because we did fear that the cinemas and movie houses would close down in the near future.
Hey, Gee, how's it, buddy? The last time I went to the movies was maybe 2 years ago. We went to that 4DX to watch Jurassic Park or something, and I literally my pants, bro. Chair was moving, the wind, the water was spraying in our faces. My kids loved it, but hey, I actually got scared, bro.
Theon Govender, East Coast Radio.